defend our free land.
Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. Finally, now the kids are back at school, I want to ask the question of parents. Have you looked, asked, or thought about the school's curriculum? My reason for asking this question is simple. You know, as parents, we are no longer permitted to enter some school grounds, let alone have access to your child's classroom and their teachers. I want to state categorically, this podcast should not be seen as any form of criticism of teachers, as they're paid to teach our children, and to be honest, they do a wonderful job. But the question is, what is it? What is it that they're teaching? You know, when my parents dropped me off, sorry, I should really tell the truth about that, shouldn't I? When my parents said goodbye to me and I started my 2 mile hike to school each morning on a cold, frosty Otago morning because the horse had broken down, they were right to assume I was going to learn how to read, write, add, and a little bit about my world. And of course, being a Catholic school, something about God. But today's curriculum is far wider ranging, as it touches on subjects that even I, as a parent, could never imagine would be taught, even when I dropped my boys off at school. Yes, I did. But today's curriculum is grooming a generation to think what the government wants them to learn. It teaches them, for example, there is no God. It teaches them that there is no gender. It teaches them the world that they're going to inherit is going to end in disaster because mum and dad and their grandparents were irresponsible with the planet. It teaches them that their actions are someone else's responsibility. It teaches them that truth is subjective. It teaches them that the events in history were wrong and we need to rewrite it so it's become more palatable to this generation. All the while, this curriculum is grooming our children to believe what the state wants them to believe. You know, a recent news item on TV showed a group of protesters outside a Christchurch school while the Prime Minister was there. Social media went wild, as it does. The reporter even suggested children shouldn't be subjected to this type of behaviour, but I would have thought a teacher may have been able to turn this event around into a teaching moment rather than shield the children from reality. Now, I know the country is split on the idea of children attending the freedom occupation of Parliament grounds at the moment, but the government also made the point that Oranga Tamariki should step in. But when a parent takes their child to, say, a Super Rugby game, which is filled with frenzied spectators displaying tribal loyalties, where sometimes behaviour is not the best, where security and even the police are required to take action, no one, and I mean no one, sees anything wrong with the kids being there. Do you know what? They're just learning what life is. You know, it's just the same as being at a protest. They're learning and they're exposed to life, which will help them form their own opinions, not the ones that the state teaches them, but their own based on family values and reactions. Which brings me to this point. Our world is full of differing ideas and opinions, different challenges, different lifestyles, and especially here in New Zealand, different cultures. We have many beliefs. But the one that which overrides all is that New Zealand is a great place to live, work and play. Would you agree? And the reason for that is because of the multiculturalism where we have living within our boundaries. So yes, I believe it's important to be taught, learn and understand the varied differences within our society. We need to learn, for example, why and what a Muslim is. We need to learn and understand what a member of the gay community is all about. We need to learn and understand about our Indigenous people. We need to learn and understand about everything in our lives. We need to learn and understand these things in a truthful way. Our children do not need to see a kaleidoscope view where everything is fragmented and not normal. We need our children to learn and understand that there is diversity in our nation. But they also need to learn and understand that they are a part of that diversity. In other words, they're part of the mix. Because someone in school is Muslim, gay or Indigenous doesn't mean we need to educate them on becoming one. You know, my concerns are aimed at the increasing influence that the gay community is having on both our children and on our lives. My sons are my sons. Your daughters are your daughters. They're not pronouns. Your son is not odd because he's playing with dolls instead of kicking a ball. Your girl is not in the wrong body because she wants to work on your car rather than learning sewing. I don't know if people still do that, but anyway. We all have differing views on the LGBT community, but I believe, and that belief is based on knowledge gained from the Bible, which is written by the Creator of mankind and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. You know, school teaches them a lot of things parents disagree with, and as parents, what do? You roll your eyes, mutter under your breath, and say, what's next? But the sad thing is, you accept it. Imagine if every parent who disagreed with the curriculum and wanted them to return to teaching them how to read, how to write, and to be able to spell, speak properly without saying, like, every second word, how much better would New Zealand be? Now, I'm not suggesting we take our children from school, but at least question what they're learning. Finally, that's you and I, we should be our children's teachers. They should learn from us about life. We need to teach our children what is right and what is wrong and truth in all things, not get it from the overreaching state. Deuteronomy 14 says, only be careful and watch yourselves closely, so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. So there's a bit of an onus there for grandparents as well. Also, Deuteronomy 11:10 says, teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. Above all, teach them about your love for God. Proverbs 22 verse 6, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they won't turn away from it. Hey, to all you parents, God bless you.
Thank you for watching. Help us to spread this message by sharing it within your own network. If you want to see more messages like this one, simply hit the subscribe button. For more information about our work, or if you're moved to donate the price of a cup of coffee, jump online to our website, christianvoicenewzealand.com.